Parshas Lech Lecha, the launching of the life, the career, the Torah narratives of our first forefather, Avraham Avinu, the founder and father of the Ummah Yisraelis. That is the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Avraham Avinu. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayom Hashem el Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, me Artzucha, me Melwadetcha, me Beis Avicha, ala Eretz Asher Arecha. It happens to be the first Pasuk I remember learning as a child in Eitz Chaim, Toronto, with Rabbi Applebaum. I must have been in first or second grade. And so it has a lot of sentimental value to me, as well as a lot of value to our nation, and sentimental value to our nation. What's the first thing that God said to Avram? Lech Lecha, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be for a blessing. I bless those who bless you, or those who curse you, I will curse. All the families of the land will be blessed through you. What does Avram do immediately? Pasuk Dalet. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. And Avram went like Hashem spoke to him. Vayelech ito load his nephew ran with him. Haran died after he jumped into the fiery furnace. He rashi to perek yelal pasuk avches. Avram ben chamesh shanim v'shivim shana b'tzeisom mechar. And Avram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishto. Avram takes Sarai his wife, Eslo ben Achiv, Lot his nephew, ves kol rechusham, asher rachashu, all their possessions that they amassed, ves ham nefesh asher asu v'charan, and the souls that they made in Haran. Beautiful Rashi to Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey, these are the souls that they brought under tachas kamfi ashchina. Rashi says Avram would be megayer the men, so I'll be Megayaris the woman. Vayetu l'lachas Arza Canaan. They departed to go to the land of Canaan. Vayavo Arza Canaan. And they came to the land of Canaan. These are the first five psukim of the Sedra. So there's something interesting. If you note, it says in Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Right away, the Pasuk says, and Avram went like Hashem spoke to him. And then the next Pasuk Hey says, Vayikach Avram asari ishto. Avram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions that they possessed, and the souls that they made in Haran. Vayetu l'lachas Arza Canaan. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. Vayivo Arza Canaan. They came to the land of Canaan. So what's going on here? What's Pasuk Dalet? And Avram went like Hashem spoke to him, and Lot went with him. And Avram was 75 when he departed from Haran. So then what's Pasuk Hey? So I quote from the Sefer, Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha by Rabbi Moshe D. Lichtman. I'm going to quote Rabbi Lichtman here in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha, quotes from Rabbi Zalman Tsaratskin. Okay. Rabbi Zalman Tsaratskin comments in Oznayim LeTorah on the Pasuk. I'm going to come back to my question in a minute. We're going to answer that from the Netziv. Okay, first we're going to talk about Pasuk Beis. Hashem promised Avram by Eschol Goy Gadol, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you land in your birthplace, you leave to the land that I will show you, Eschol Goy Gadol, I'll make you into a great nation, V'avarechecha, I will bless you, V'agadla Shemecha, V'hei Ebracha, I will make your name great, you will be for a blessing. Rabbi Zalman Tsaratskin in his Oznayim LeTorah comments, I'll make you into a great nation. This is a sign for Avram's descendants. One who is unsure whether he should immigrate to Eretz Yisrael must first think about the good of the nation. It is impossible for Am Yisrael to be a great nation outside of its own land. This is true both quantitatively, for the land of our enemies consume us, and qualitatively, it's true in quantity and quality, for the Shekhinah does not dwell in Chutz La'aretz. However, it is good to move to Eretz Yisrael, even for one's own benefit. For Hashem has commanded the blessing, as the Pasuk says, V'avarechecha, I will bless you, that is, with possessions. For our money in Chutz La'aretz is not ours. Foreigners consume the money. They murder us. They inherit our possessions, as they did to 6 million Jews in Europe. Furthermore, I will make your name great, V'agadla Shemecha. The wisdom of the wretched diaspora Jew is despised. The Gentiles pay no attention. And if a Jew invents something new which cannot be ignored, they publicize it in the name of the nation, saying, so-and-so the German or the Frenchman invented such and such, erasing the name of the Jew from the invention. But if you invent something in Eretz Yisrael, V'agadla Shemecha, I will make your name great, i.e. your Jewish name. It's amazing to consider that Israel today is known as the startup nation for all the inventions and the technological advancements that come out of Medina Israel today. So that is what Rabbi Zalman Tsaratskin says. We cannot be, quote, it is impossible for Am Yisrael to be a great nation outside of the land. The Shekhinah does not dwell outside the land. The land of our enemy consumes us. Only I will bless you with possessions, and I will make your name great with what you produce, an event can happen in Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, now I want to quote the Netziv, but I'm still quoting from the Sefer Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha by Rabbi Moshe D. Lichtman. It is he who quotes Rabbi Zalman Sorotzkin, and it is now he who quotes the Netziv on the question that I stated before. How do we understand this? Vayelich Avram kasher diber elav Hashem pasuk dalet. So if Avram went and he was 75 when he left Haran, let's pasuk hey. Vayikach Avram asar yishto veslo ben achi veskaruchusha meserachashu vesam nefesh hashasu b'charan. Vayetzu lelechas artzakanan, vayivar artzakanan. What's pasuk dalet? What's pasuk hey? What's going on here? The first thing Hashem says after the first thing Avram does after Hashem says get up and go and promises to increase his name and make him great is Vayelich Avram kasher diberi lav Hashem. Rabbi Moshe D. Lichtman quotes the Netziv. The Netziv says it means he left immediately. While God was still speaking, he did not wait to take care of all the necessary preparations. He left immediately so that the selling of his estate and the like would not prevent him from going altogether. He left his wife, he left his family members in the city until they sold everything off. Meanwhile, he began to slowly journey. God told Abram to go. He picked up without questions, without logistics, without wondering what he should do, what he shouldn't do. What about my wife? What about my car? What about my home? What about my donkey? What about my nephew? He began to journey. Then after he already left the city and began to journey, his men of his household took care of everything. And then they all caught up with him. And that's why it says, Vayeich Avram kasher diber elav Hashem per yud beis pasuk dalet. And it says he just picked up and went. If God says go, he went. He started the journey to the Holy Land. He left his men and the household to take care of all the logistics because the command really came to Avram as a yachid. And he knew that if he became caught up with all the logistics and immigration papers, he might never go at all. And then after they caught up with him, and then Avram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all the possessions that they amassed. Therefore, says the Netziv, it then says, Vayikach Avram Sarai ishto veslo ben achi veskoruchusham. After he began his journey, and knew that nothing would prevent him from actually going, then he began to worry about money and possessions. But in the beginning, he estimated that staying back to take care of the logistics, the preparation, selling off his home, clearing out his bank account, could undermine the whole trip. He therefore decided to leave immediately, no matter what. And says in the Tziv, this is an important rule to learn for all mitzvahs. When we start making chashbonos, things get in the way, and it becomes harder to fulfill the mitzvah, especially about Eretz Yisrael. The great Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zatzal, famously says, and the Bnei Yisrael slayed the king of Cheshbon. So he says Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, when a person wants to ascend to Eretz Yisrael, you have to kill out all chashbonos. You have to get rid of all calculations and reasons and computations and mechshavos. You just have to go. And we see here the Netziv says that's what Avram Avinu did. Furthermore, one more pshat brought down in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael on the Parsha. Eretz Yisrael on the Parsha quotes the great Rav Chaim of Volozhiner. Rav Chaim of Volozhiner comments that when the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests and he stood them all. Vasar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav Hashem V'Amad Bekula. Right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Rav Chaim of Volozhiner comments in his Ruach Chayim. It says Avram Avinu, Basar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav Hashem. But in the previous Mishnah, it just tells us there were 10 generations, Asar Doros Minoch Vad Avram. Without using the term Avram Avinu. When it counts the generations from Noach to Avram, it just says Avram. When it counts the Nisyonos of Avram, it says Avram Avinu. Why? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, a tzaddik works hard to achieve good character traits, and they become like second nature to his children, who can then achieve them with little effort. This is apparent from the fact that many simple Jews sacrifice their lives to sanctify God's name. Remember, Rav Chaim Volozhiner was nifter in the early 1800s. They are able to do so because this trait is ingrained from us, from our father, Avram Avinu, who let himself be thrown into the fire of Ur Kasdim for the sake of his beliefs. Basar Nisyonos Nesnasa Avram Avinu, the focus being on Avinu, he's our father. And our father means that we inherit his character traits. Similarly, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the purpose of all the 10 tests was to straighten the path for us. Also, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, a person's sudden awakening to go to the Holy Land stems from the test of Lech Lecha. Says Rabbi Moshe D. Lichtman, every Jew has it in his blood, in his very makeup, in his spiritual genes from Avram Avinu, the ability and wherewithal to leave his birthplace, his father's house, to go to the land that Hashem has already shown us. So today we focus on the first five psukim of Parshas Lech Lecha. We quoted three vartlach, beautiful, powerful lessons from Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha. One, Rav Zalman Saratskin, v'aschal agoy gadol, v'avarechecha, v'agala shemecha. Two, from the Netziv, what's Pasuk Dalet, v'yeich Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, he just went. And finally, the great Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Basar Nisirno Snisnas Avram Avinu. He is all of our spiritual father, and we inherit the spiritual kochos from him. And therefore, a person's sudden awakening, waits Rav Chaim Volozhiner and his Ruach Chaim, to go to the Holy Land, stems from the test of Lech Lecha Halavai. Should all be zocha to the ultimate kibbutz galios when we pack our bags. Our zocha to follow the great path of Avram Avinu, and maybe then we will be zocha to the bias goal at Tzedek b'mehir b'yameinu. Thank you so much. I wish you all a wonderful day. Be'ezrat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Kol tov to all.